Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We're finally here. We're inside the New World Order. A tyrannical corporate world government is publicly taking over the planet, cutting off the resources, and imploding the borders. And InfoWars is under more attack than even major presidents that have been resisting the globalists like Bolsonaro and Trump. And why is that? Because they see me and InfoWars as the archetypal populist threat to their system. And they've been able to trace back much of the modern movements fighting them to us. And that means to you, the viewers and listeners. When Trump says they've got to get through him to get to you, he's telling the truth. And when I tell you they've got to get through me to get to you, that's exactly what's happening. So I wanted to thank you today for your prayers, for your support, and for your steadfast dedication to freedom and your defense of InfoWars. We are a family. We are in this together. And we're going to be persecuted because we stand in the way of the New World Order having its way with our children, with their entire anti-human, transhumanist agenda. So, again, I wanted to take a few minutes out to just let you know how much I appreciate you and how amazing this fight has been that we've been in together. And now as we prepare to enter the depths of hell, as a nation, as a world, as we go into the fabled New World Order predicted in Revelations of the Bible, it's more important than ever to understand that God that made the universe and made us is in control. And this is part of His plan to test us and to test the faithful. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we actually love God. We love justice. And we love the truth. Think about Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton's mentor, bragging to Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes that, yeah, she ordered the sanctions that killed 500,000 children, and it was a good price to pay. That's who these godless, bloodthirsty, evil people are who claim they have the moral high ground and try to tell us how to run our lives, how to raise our children. And we stand in defiance of them, and we've had incredible success together resisting their tyranny. But the greatest tests are now upon us. So please, today and tomorrow and next week, spend a few minutes every day in quiet contemplation, as I do, thinking about the cost that innocent children are paying around the world as they starve to death by the tens of millions because of the lockdowns that were put in place by the IMF and World Bank. It's those central banks that are now preparing new lockdowns, and that's why we've got to stay on air to be able to oppose these monsters, because our credibility has exploded. We were supposed to already be off the air by now. The globalists knew that once their plan went into operation, everybody would look back at our films and our articles and our reports and our warnings and the thousands of interviews with experts and would understand that submitting to the New World Order and the crises they're creating only puts us deeper into their control and only makes the chains that much tighter and heavier. The only solution is getting back to God. The only solution is understanding and committing that we must prevail against this tyranny. God's watching. The children are counting on us. And I, again, wanted to spend a few minutes thanking you for your steadfast support. And I wanted to ask you again to redouble your efforts to share the articles and the videos and the reports from InfoWars.com and Band.Video, because the enemy hates it, the enemy fears it, and the enemy knows that if the truth continues to get out, their program will fail. All over the world, the New World Order is running into massive opposition. They admit they're in deep trouble. And that is because of your incredible efforts here at the Tip of the Spear. So for myself and the entire InfoWars family, and you, our family, I salute you and I thank you. God bless and good luck.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Wow, where to begin on this Thursday, August 11th, 2022? Alex Jones Show. I've been thrust into the host chair today, and I've got some big developing news stories, but they're so much bigger than just a 24-hour news cycle, or even a week news cycle, or even a month news cycle. We're talking about world-changing, world-altering events that are happening right now. And when I just kind of look at the waterfront of it all, it really is every issue is now a pivotal choice for the American people, or for the world rather, but let's just say for the American people, on where we want to go. Do we want to have a medical tyranny where our corrupt establishment can basically just sentence us to death with a vaccine? Do we want to have a government tyranny where you can just be politically persecuted if the regime sees so fit to destroy your life? Do we want to have an education system for our youth that's not an education system, but in fact an indoctrination system? And on the more darker side of it, a sexual grooming system where they just groom children for their own sexual desires in the classroom. And everything I just said is clear and present right now. Right now. And I've got all the examples. You've got Steve Kirsch, who was on Fox News last night, talking about how he can no longer be a Democrat. And he talks about the vaccine. I think it's obviously deeper than that. But he talks about this deadly vaccine, how many people are hurting, how many people have been killed. And so when you see the World Economic Forum advisor, Yuval Harari, say, "We just don't need the vast majority of the population in today's world," you have to understand, this is what InfoWars has been warning about. This is what Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari are telling you. You're not needed. They own the planet. You're dead. Or you might as well be dead as far as they're concerned. There are demons among us. And it's wild. I'm sitting at dinner last night with some friends, and we're just talking about how liberals are grooming children sexually in classrooms and just how disgusting and how sick and how twisted that is. And we're at a, you know, decently busy restaurant. We're just like, you know what's even weirder? Some of those freaks are in the restaurant with us right now. that think that's a good idea to teach a six-year-old girl or a six-year-old boy all about different sex types and sex toys and sex orientations and all about the sex the teachers have over the weekend with their sex partners. Make them pledge allegiance to the gay flag and Pride Month. And you're like, wow, that's despicable. That's really fudged up. But they're everywhere. They're liberals. They're Democrats. They're here. And they're destroying us. But see, people are really starting to wake up and understand just how evil the regime is, just how corrupt the Bidens are, and the true intent of the Democrat Party right now in America. And so here is Steve Kirsch, who's been a lifelong Democrat and a Democrat mega donor, discussing why he can no longer be a Democrat last night on Fox News.
Here, Steve Kirsch was a Democratic Party mega donor. He says he's given more than $20 million to help elect Democrats, and now he might just be jumping ship. Steve Kirsch is an entrepreneur, self-made success story, and joins us now to explain his reasoning. Steve, when did the Democratic Party start going south with you?
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian, you know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right. And so I didn't really read it.
So
that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective, and what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, and what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And, you know, clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite. There is a conservative radio show commentator. His name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago, and he had about half conservatives. Half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured, and he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, now, yeah, we don't
that
know.
That is statistically impossible.
Right.
If the vaccines are safe.
Right. So we don't, we.
Now, Brian Kilmeade is a bit of an establishment hack, in my opinion, who is a conservative commentator on Fox News, hosting for Tucker Carlson, who's off this week. But thank God for Tucker Carlson's crew getting Steve Kirsch on, and thank God for the gumption that Tucker Carlson and his show has for making sure the truth gets told, even though you know some of the big sponsors, corporate ad buyers, and top execs at Fox probably don't like them bashing the vaccine like that. But what have I been saying this week? We've been tuning into the War Room. I said, Fox News at night sounds more like InfoWars this week than ever before. Than ever before. So that's kind of the time period we're in now. We're in the InfoWars paradigm of understanding current events, politics, more so than ever before. And it was the raid of Mar-a-Lago, really, that pushed the Overton window that far. And so I see that as a great victory. I see that as the reinforcements arriving. I see that as the truth finally rising to the top, despite the attempts to chill free speech, censor free speech, bully, intimidate, and terrorize people from speaking the truth. It all comes from the American left in our modern political parlance. But it was InfoWars that was groundbreaking. It is InfoWars that's been set for destruction. You know this. Another way InfoWars is having a victory right now is Alex Jones' new book has been on the top selling charts on Amazon since it was released for pre-order just under a month ago. And we're about to launch a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones is going to be signing thousands of these books. I think the final number was 5,000. Alex is planning on signing thousands of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. He's going to sign them, and we're going to sell them at InfoWarsStore.com, the latest fundraiser to make sure that free speech can stay alive and that InfoWars can beat the internet censorship of the totalitarian Democrat left regime.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
of Mar-a-Lago. Alex Jones is going to be joining me at noon, so 40 minutes. And it's just hilarious. Democrats, just, you are the bad guys. We know you're the bad guys. You're the communists. You're the anti-American, degenerate culture, scum, rot, gut of our civilization. You're destroyers is what you are. The American left, Democrats are the destroyers of civilization, the destroyers of worlds. And that's what they're in the process of doing right now, destroying the United States of America. And so the coping that they're attempting right now to deal with the American people waking up and realizing who the bad guys are, realizing who the Nazis are, realizing who the authoritarians are, the totalitarians are, realizing where the corruption runs deep. It is the Democrat Party. It is the establishment regime that is allied, unified with the American left. And so here's Eric Swalwell trying to cope last night. He puts this statement out, just ridiculous. He says, the FBI didn't broadcast they searched Trump's home. They didn't even send agents in FBI jackets. The only reason we know it happened is because Trump told us. The FBI didn't try to embarrass Trump. The guy who politicized it should be the one who shows the warrant. Eric Swalwell. I mean, just what an... I mean, what an absolute scum. What an absolute low-life, lying cockroach Eric Swalwell is. A traitor to this country. A traitor to the human race. A traitor to his own family. His own lineage. A complete disgrace to the human race.
Well, the FBI wasn't trying to embarrass Trump. Nobody would have even knew it would have happened.
Eric, they showed up with 30-plus agents with guns. Oh, they were. They pilfered through his wife's wardrobe, you pervert freaks. They are perverts, by the way. I mean, aside from what they do to children to get their sexual rocks off. I mean, it's like they made this whole big deal. Alex Jones had a picture of his wife on his phone. It's like they make this whole big fuss about a picture of his wife. They go on multiple news outlets talking about it. These people are perverted freaks. They are sexually perverted freaks. Of course they want to sexualize children. But for Eric Swalwell to sit here and act like the FBI was trying to do things above board, what a joke. And they didn't give Trump's attorneys or Donald Trump himself the warrant. And guess what, Swalwell? The judge that signed the warrant came out today and he actually demanded that the FBI give Trump's lawyers a copy because they didn't. Even the judge that signed the warrant admitted that Trump's lawyers did not get a copy of it and made a statement demanding that they do. Sorry, Eric, you're wrong again. But, oh, I guess, you know, the FBI showing up at Mar-a-Lago for 10 hours with guns drawn in trucks with dozens of agents. I guess that's the FBI trying to do things above board, right? Because it's not like they could have just asked Donald Trump for documents. It's not like they could have just asked Donald Trump for corruption and done things amicably. No, this is Eric Swalwell. I mean, look at these images of all the FBI agents out there flashing lights and everything. And Swalwell says they weren't trying to embarrass him. They were trying to do this quietly. What's Eric Swalwell going to lie about next? Here's the rest of the news on that. The deep state corruption Democrat running the FBI and all the other alphabet agencies continues to be put on display. FBI delivers subpoenas to Republicans who question election theft. So you're not allowed to question an election unless you're a Democrat. See how that works? You're not allowed to question an election unless you're a Democrat. Then you're expected to question it when you lose. But if you're a Republican and you question an election, how dare you? The FBI is going to come out and come after you. Now, here's Megyn Kelly just showing you once again how despicable the media is. Megyn Kelly goes ballistic over FBI raid against Trump, says it's BS, says it's about January 6th. You know, that's nice, Megyn. Megyn really thinks she knows how to go where the wind blows, doesn't she? When she thought it was advantageous for her career to attack Donald Trump and be anti-Donald Trump, she did it. Now she thinks it's advantageous to support Donald Trump, and so she's doing it. Just shows you how corrupt, two-faced the media really is. Rand Paul suggests FBI may have planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you, Rand Paul, for being willing to say it. Donald Trump said it as well. And they've got the whole thing on tape, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And they didn't, the FBI told them to turn the cameras off. They didn't. And so Eric Trump said that he has, or they have on camera, FBI agents behaving improperly. So I don't know what that means. They have the footage. The feds thought that they turned the cameras off. They didn't. How's that for a taste of your own medicine? Tulsi Gabbard speaks out against it. FBI raid against Trump, a blatant abuse of power. Thank you, Tulsi Gabbard, for telling it like it is. Indiana Republican who was born in the USSR blasts FBI Trump raid as KGB-style tactics. Yeah, it's hilarious. The American left calls everyone Nazis. The American left pretends like Russia is still the USSR, tyrants. And then the American left goes out and behaves like Nazis and communists from the USSR and the KGB. It's funny, they point the finger at all their enemies saying, Russian, Russian, Nazi, Nazi. And then you look at their playbook, and it's just got nothing but communist Nazi playbook plays in it. That's all they do. UFC president Dana White and top fighters slam FBI Trump raid. Well, thank God for the UFC and Dana White, because you're not going to find another professional athlete in this country saying a damn thing. They're all either cowards or morons. And you know what? I know that a lot of professional athletes tune in to this transmission and our broadcasts. You know, somebody's going to have to break the barrier. And Aaron Rodgers kind of pushed it and tested it, and Kyrie Irving kind of pushed it and tested it, and Jonathan Isaac, and there have been some other players making some statements. But man, oh man. And I get it. You don't want to bring politics into the profession. I actually appreciate that. But in case you haven't realized, the politics have already been brought into your profession. They have drag queen story times at ball games now. So that's what's going on. But hey, the UFC isn't afraid to tell it like it is. The UFC isn't afraid to stand up for America. Good for them. Now, I've seen this theory bandied about. And, well, okay, the theory is that there's a rat in the Trump team or at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago rat, informant told FBI what documents in Trump's possession and where to search during raid. But, you know, I'll come back to this on the other side. But, you know, what if Trump put out bait? What if there was a supposed rat inside Mar-a-Lago, but it wasn't actually a rat? It was just a decoy. It was just bait. Because you know how easy it is to trick a Democrat rat, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So I'm seeing a narrative forming here, or conflicting narratives, or battling narratives, if you will. Is there a rat inside of Trump's people, inside of Trump's team? Is there a rat at Mar-a-Lago? Or potentially, did Donald Trump set a little trap for the FBI? Maybe not even for anything too consequential in its purpose, but more of just a, hey, look what we can get them to do. Where he just says to maybe a couple people on his team, hey, somebody tell the feds that I've got this in my safe. Or somebody tell the feds, you heard, I got this over here. Let's see what we can get them to do. And then boom, they jump and do it. Or maybe there was somebody inside of Mar-a-Lago that wanted to try to rat Trump out to the feds. Or maybe Trump was trying to smoke out a mole or a rat he had inside of his team. It's really odd because still, to this day, the topic is so radioactive, nobody wants to touch it. The Republicans, Trump still haven't done a press conference. Christopher Wray had a press conference yesterday discussing something else. Somebody brought it up. He basically balked at the question. Mitch McConnell's not interested in commenting. Kevin McCarthy sends out a couple nice tweets. That's it. So this thing is so radioactive, nobody wants to touch it. And the fact that the feds don't even want to make a statement makes me think maybe there is something there that they got set up. Maybe there is something there that they fell into a trap and that they've been severely embarrassed here. Because how can they not have a press conference on this? I mean, this is one of the biggest things. And we all know that their goal is to destroy Trump. So why wouldn't they be wanting to brag about what they've done and to demonize Trump further with the activities unless it was a total bust for them? Unless it was a total swing and a miss for them? And we're learning more about what they took. A cocktail napkin, a birthday menu, some letters, some memos, some maps, but really nothing consequential, nothing that they claimed they were looking for, like classified records. So, again, were they set up? Was Trump smoking out a rat? Was there a rat that thought he had something but it wasn't there? Why is nobody commenting right now? But see, we can't trust the FBI. We can't trust the FBI at all. At all. And any FBI agent that isn't totally corrupt needs to be leaving the Bureau or turning into a whistleblower like dozens have. But so, even though Chris Wray didn't want to talk about the raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday when he did a brief press conference at the Omaha offices of the FBI, he did victimize himself. He did turn the FBI into a victim. FBI Director Chris Wray won't discuss raid on Trump's Florida residence, but says he is concerned about threats against agents. Oh, so the FBI can threaten the American people all day long, but the poor, poor FBI is the victim. The poor FBI is the victim, yes. Of course they are. But then what happens today? Story developing right now. At the FBI office in Cincinnati, someone apparently fired shots and tried to break into the Bureau. So, oh, what do you know? Christopher Wray doesn't want to talk about the raid, but he does say, I'm worried about threats to the FBI is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the FBI. We're the heroes here and the victims. And then 12 hours later, someone goes and tries to shoot up the Cincinnati FBI building. Now, initial report says nobody's been shot. I don't think anybody's been killed or anything like that. But, oh, it's the FBI. They can spy on us. They can lie to us. They can set us up. They can frame us. They can raid a former president's home in a political persecution attack. But they're the victims. And then the next day, oh, look, we got a shooter at the FBI in Cincinnati. Now, see, this is a very delicate balancing act that we're in right now. Because really, the standard, I think, in human history has actually changed. We are, in some ways, or we like to believe, at least, that we as humanity are more civilized now than we've ever been before. And I think you could make arguments either way. But as far as being domesticated and really having certain primal survival instincts just beaten out of us and chemically castrated out of us, we're more civilized or rather domesticated in that regard. So why am I saying this? Well, you don't have to go back too long in human history where if you had a free people or a republic like you have here in America and you just had an abusive, authoritarian, tyrannical regime that was persecuting people, imprisoning people, destroying their lives, killing people, I mean, you'd probably already be seeing violence consistently and groups forming and skirmishes and a lot of bloodshed in the streets. And we're not getting that. And I'm glad because we don't support that. Because I do want to think that we're more civilized. I do want to think that we've advanced as a species. Not that being domesticated is an advancement or evolution, but that transcending the need or the urge to engage in violence to accomplish a means to an end. But so, is the FBI a terrorist organization? Is the FBI an anti-American organization? Is the FBI a criminal operation? Yes, yes, and yes. Abso-frickin-lutely. Now, does that mean the average FBI agent needs to be under gunfire from civilians? Absolutely not. But see, I'm not going to sit here and let the FBI turn itself into the victim. Hell no. The FBI is the bad guy. The FBI are the criminals. So that's why, and I'm glad for the most part I've seen it, not everywhere, actually, some conservatives, some right-wing commentators, I won't say are advocating for violence, but they're echoing the hymns of Andrew Breitbart, the late, great Andrew Breitbart. Hey, you want to try to destroy our lives? You want to come after our families? You want to come after our fortunes? You want to come after our freedom? War. But see, you started the war, didn't you? You started the war when you started politically persecuting people. You started the war when you started politically imprisoning people. You started the war when you tried to false flag your political opposition like Jussie Smollett or like the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. You are committing acts of war, not Trump supporters, not conservatives, not Republicans, Democrats, liberals, leftists, progressives. You are the violent agitators. You are the violent actors. You are the ones trying to start a war, and you're the ones trying to cry victim. So that's why we have to be smart and patient here, and it's not going to be good, folks. Democrats, liberals, leftists, the regime, the establishment, the government, they're going to kill people. They're going to imprison people. It's going to get real bad. But I believe our path to victory is to sit back, let them do this, let them exhaust themselves, let them show the world that they're the evil people, so that when the time comes, we can politically, peacefully, legally, lawfully remove them from power and imprison the criminals that belong in prison. So, armed gunman tries to break into the bureau at FBI in Cincinnati. And they'll certainly use this to demonize Trump supporters. They'll certainly use this to demonize conservatives. They'll certainly use this to turn the FBI into the victim here as they're engaged in more criminal activity, terrorist activity than they've ever been involved in modern American history. And now they're trying to be the victims. Would you put it past the FBI? I mean, who knows what they've got out there with MK Ultra going on? Maybe they've got people brainwashed. But would you put it past the FBI or this regime to send some stooge to the FBI office with a gun to try to victimize the FBI as its approval rating goes into the negatives? I wouldn't.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And the FBI try to turn themselves into the victims after all the things they've done to this country in the last 5 years, and specifically, though, after the raid of Mar-a-Lago, total corruption, stealing the election, the censorship, all of it. Watching them try to turn themselves into the victims, it's really a work of art. I mean, I give them credit, actually. I'm stunned. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of it. Eric Swalwell claiming he's the victim. He's publishing death threat voicemails he claims that he's getting. Again, well, I don't trust Eric Swalwell. He's a known liar. I'd bet that Eric Swalwell's faking it. Just like Jussie Smollett fakes a hate crime. Just like the FBI fakes a kidnapping of a governor. Just like Democrats lie and fake everything. Oh, how convenient now. Democrats publish voicemails they get of death threats. Oh, how convenient now the FBI has a gunman show up at their Cincinnati office. Oh, yes. But see, here's the thing. There is karma in the universe, and there are consequences for actions. But you know, there's going to be people that are going to see those voicemails of death threats to Swalwell, whether they're real or not, or see gunmen going into the FBI, whether it's legitimate or not, and they're going to say, good. They're going to say, good. This is what the Democrats deserve. This is what the Feds deserve. Now, you're not going to get that messaging here. We're not violent revolutionaries, never have been, never are going to be. I'm not going to fall into that trap, because I believe, similar to January 6th, the raid, or an angle to it, is they want to trap conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters into violence so that they can further politically persecute them and imprison them. I've learned that lesson. I got set up on January 6th. I didn't even do anything, and they're still persecuting me over it, and I've been imprisoned over it, destroying my life over it. So I've already fallen into the trap without even stepping foot in the trap. I didn't even step foot in the trap. I just happened to be there when the trap was there set, catching people, and so they just said, well, we're just going to get you too. So I've already been caught in the trap that I didn't even step in,
So I recognize it. I see it. I'm not going to fall into it again. The Democrats want us to call for violence. The Democrats want us to engage in violence so that they can send the corrupt Gestapo federal government after us to continue the persecution of Trump supporters. So I'm not going to fall into that trap. But I will say there's a weird aspect to this where it's almost like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like if they did come in here and shut InfoWars down tomorrow, even though it would be an awful thing for America, it'd be a horrible thing for free speech, it'd be a horrible thing for the crew members here. It's almost like now is the time that they would do it. In a way, it'd be like the greatest thing they could ever do. Because it's like this whole thing is such a minefield right now. And we've already had so many limbs and arms, and we've been so battle-scarred and wounded. I mean, folks, that's why you hear Alex so many times talking about it'd be a relief to shut it down, kind of sarcastically, tongue-in-cheek saying. Because we've entered the paradigm now where it's not InfoWars next year's news today. It's now everyone's InfoWars. Now everybody sees what's going on. And we've been through it so much that we're not going to fall into their traps. But at the same time, there is going to be organic anger. There is going to be organic frustration and resentment and hatred, quite frankly, to the Democrat Party and to the federal government, which they deserve. They absolutely deserve. But I don't want to fall into the trap that they're setting for us like January 6th. I want to stay the course. I want to continue to awaken hearts and minds, and I want to continue to influence and inspire other people to do the same and run for office and vote and organize and activate so that we can peacefully, politically take our country back and restore it as the constitutional republic that it is. That's our goal. That's our path. I want to stick to it and not be distracted. But just know, the feds are going to set up false flags, absolutely. The Democrats are going to set up false flags, absolutely. And they are looking to 100% entrap conservatives, entrap Republicans, and entrap Trump supporters into violence. Absolutely. That's what they're trying to do. That's why Swalwell's sharing his voicemails. That's why the feds are talking about the gunman going into the Cincinnati FBI office. I would say that it's fake, personally. But I don't know that. It could organically be a gunman going into the FBI office that's sick and tired of the FBI corruption. It could organically be an American citizen calling up Eric Swalwell, calling him a effing piece of S. Because he is. But we cannot fall into their trap, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot give them what they want. So we have to stay focused on the goal, stay focused in the right mindset. Know what they're trying to do to us. Understand the trap they're trying to set. Know they're going to stage false flags. Know they're going to try to bait us into violence. We cannot do it. Even if you believe it's justified, and I understand where you're coming from, even if you believe that, it's still a trap. It's still a trap. Now, meanwhile, and this is what's really so frustrating about it, too. American cities are dying. They are dying. They are just bleeding out. And our leadership doesn't give a damn because they're too busy going after Trump and his voters. So Trump pleads the fifth in questioning from the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. It's obviously all political persecution. There's nothing there. They can't even get prosecutors to take up the case, folks. They can't even get liberal prosecutors in New York to take up the case because there is no case. I mean, there's not even a breadcrumb for them to satisfy their hunger. So American cities are dying. And then you got Democrat bastards like Ed Markey, who goes in front of cameras this morning and says, if you can't afford gas, buy an electric car. They can't afford an electric car, you a-hole. They live paycheck to paycheck. They can barely afford a tank of gas, and you're telling them to... See, and that's organic anger that I have right now, because I don't like seeing American cities pummeled into poverty and pummeled into desolation and pummeled into violent crime because of Democrat Party policy and a World Economic Forum agenda. That angers me. That ticks me off. That breaks my heart. And then I have to look at these bastards like Eric Swalwell and Ed Markey puff up their chest like they're the victims and puff up their chest like they want to help this country as they're stabbing us in the back every chance they get. And then every city Democrats runs turn into a hellhole. Every American city run by Democrats turns into an absolute hellhole. And they're still going to tell you, we're going to get Trump. We're going to get those Trump supporters. Meanwhile, you look at the cities they run, they are falling apart. But hey, guys, as Trump is being politically persecuted, as you're being politically persecuted, as Democrats are rounding up political prisoners and murdering people, Joe and Hunter Biden are flying off to another vacation. So Joe Biden takes 20 days off a month. Joe Biden goes on vacation to his beachfront mansion every weekend. And now, after taking 20 days off last month, he hops on an airplane with the entire family on Air Force One to go on vacation with Hunter Biden. Now, is Hunter Biden's child going to go that he had with the stripper? No, he doesn't make child payments to that mother that he abandoned and that child that he abandoned. They don't get invited to the family events. And also, it turns out when Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan to inflate her own ego in her final run as a congresswoman, she took her son there too, you know, to engage in a little insider trading, make sure they know that their stocks purchases are going well. They want to know what's really going on with China and the microchip companies. So she flew her son over there with her too. And she just says, oh, he was just my escort. These people are so corrupt. It's unbelievable. But folks, we just got to pray. We got to stay focused on the agenda, stay focused on the mission. Do not let them distract us. Do not let them bait us into violence. Do not let them false flag us into submission. That's what they're in the process of doing right now. So, Alex Jones coming up in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. You can get a signed copy of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. He's going to sign 1,000 of these books. You can get them at Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com exclusively. This is the latest fundraiser that we're launching. We want to be on air. We're burnt out, we're torn up, but we want to be on air and ride this thing out till this country is saved. So the latest fundraiser, get your autographed book at
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
So many people over the years.